He moved on, robbing Brent of his lines. Without Jonathan next to him, Brent felt conspicuous. Everything about the party made him nervous. Then the thought hit him that he could leave. He stuck out enough already without the added business of the clothes. This was the time, before the party game started, whatever it was. Down on the tennis court, two figures in white were rollerblading. He debated, teetered toward flight, started to leave, then sighted Brianna. The balance swung. He trotted and caught up with Jonathan, walking beside him as if nothing had happened. Then each felt a hand on his shoulder. It was Chaz. "A yellow shirt and blue jeans?" he inquired. He affected the headmaster's English accent, sternly surveying Jonathan. He was tall and long-jawed, his sandy curls topped by a gold crown.
"Really, Mr. Kovitz, this will lower your grade. Learning to follow directions is vital both to your success at Montfort and in the wider world beyond, regardless of what pathetic, godforsaken piece of it you occupy."
Jonathan smirked. "I thought school was over." He viewed Chaz's crown and fingered his black cape, not to mention the Middle Ages. "Anyway, I don't have a car at the moment, so Brent here drove me. I figured you could use an extra pawn or two." Chaz took stock of Brent's ketchup red Bulls shirt.
"Points off," he said.
He dropped the accent. "Brent Bishop, right?"